Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a County Tyrone GAA club has suspended all playing activity after a senior player tested positive for COVID-19. The Transport Ministers North and South are being urged to give the go-ahead for a feasibility study on a rail link to the North West. The Chief Executive of Donegal County Council has been reflecting on the past decade as he prepares to step down from his role on Monday. And Gardaí have reissued an appeal for information after a number of people were taken to hospital following a crash in Burnfoot on Friday last. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, there's fresh doubt over whether there will be a travel green list after an intervention by the Taoiseach. Leo Varadkar has questioned whether there should be a list if the government is still going to advise people not to travel. Political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Cabinet ministers will meet this evening to hammer out the details of a travel green list, but fresh doubt has been cast over whether there will be one at all. It's after Taoiseach Leo Varadkar released a statement saying that if the travel advice doesn't also change, then they would be better off not having a list. When he was Taoiseach, Varadkar pushed to have a green list, but thinks that if there is one, people should be able to travel to those countries freely, and if they can't do that, don't publish a list and send mixed messages. However, all the briefing to date has been that the advice will remain to avoid all non-essential travel. Confusion led to Labour leader Alan Kelly asking this.
But really, I'm beginning to wonder who's the Taoiseach.
Micheál Martin gave little away in the Dáil, saying it's a decision for the Cabinet this evening.
Societies and countries all over the world are experiencing difficulties in reopening. And this government has taken a very cautious approach.
The ministers will meet in Dublin Castle later, and it now looks far from certain that there will definitely be a green list of countries announced this evening. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
A County Tyrone GAA club has suspended all playing activity after a senior player tested positive for COVID-19. Eglish say they have stopped all activity across all age groups. On Sunday last, Eglish lost their opening league game to Ahaloo, and it's understood that the Eglish squad will now be tested. They are the first club in Tyrone to suspend activity, while neighbours Derry currently have up to 10 clubs without activity due to a COVID-19 cluster in the Limavady area. Meanwhile, 29 staff members at one nursing home in Ireland tested positive for COVID-19. A new HICWA report also found more than half of nursing homes have had at least once confirmed cases of the virus. The research into the impact of the COVID-19 shows residents were fearful, confused and angry during the pandemic. Chief Inspector of Social Services and Director of Regulation at HICWA, Mary Dunyan, says a large outbreak in one home can have severe knock-on effects.
The effect of that is profound on a nursing home, particularly if it's a standalone nursing home that doesn't have other nursing homes that it can get staff from. You know, COVID-19 was in the community, and that meant that staff themselves either contacted it or they were suspect of having it or confirmed. And that meant that at a minimum, they were 14 days out of work.
There have been no new COVID-related deaths in the north for the 8th day in a row. The number of people who have died in Northern Ireland remains at 556. There were 2 new cases, bringing the total to 5,859. The country's 3 largest farming organisations are criticising cuts to the Common Agricultural Policy budget. The new cap funding is proposed to be €35 billion less than planned to help fund the EU COVID-19 recovery deal. Member states will collectively borrow €750 billion to give loans and grants to countries worst hit by the pandemic. The Irish Farmers Association, the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association and the Irish Cattle and Sheep Farmers Association say it's up to the Irish government to cover any shortfall in farm payments. European Parliament Vice President and Midlands Northwest MEP Maria McGuinness says more details are needed on the future of agriculture.
But there's no doubt we would be concerned around some of the funding for long-term programmes, including agriculture. And I think that there are suggestions that there is a cut to the agriculture policy. There's also some other interesting comments from the leaders about where agriculture money should be spent. And I think the figure is they want 40% of the cap budget to go towards climate measures.
Seamus Neely's tenure as chief executive of Donegal County Council will come to an end on Monday. He has been commended for steering Donegal through the recession and played a central role in bringing the Irish Open to Ballyliffin. Reflecting on the past 10 years, Mr. Neely paid tribute to his colleagues and councillors he worked alongside.
It has been an interesting time. It was an opportunity for great learning for me on a personal basis and my work with the council. There have been many interesting things come along, challenges, as you say, but there has been, I suppose, much to focus on that has been positive and good for the county and its people as well. I suppose it is the balance of all that that has made it very interesting and has made it feel like it was just literally a flash.
And you have been commended for steering Donegal through the recession. This is indeed a very proud thing for yourself.
It is indeed. When I came back to the county here in 2008 as a director of service, and I got the opportunity to take up the role as county manager then in 2010, which now finishes out as chief executive, I suppose that was at a time when the country was facing many challenges, and indeed organisations right across our own county, including Donegal, had challenging enough financial circumstances. And so it was difficult in many respects, but we look at things to look at new opportunities and new ways of doing things. And I was fortunate to have had the benefit of a very good council, I suppose successive councils, elected councils during that period to work with on that. And I also got excellent support from management and staff across the organisation as we just put our thinking together around the challenges that were there, what we could do about it, and what benefit might come to the county as a consequence.
You were a central figure in bringing the Irish Open to Ballyliffin, and this will have a lasting effect on the county for many years to come.
There were many highlights along the way and many good things that we might reflect on, but I think it is fair to say that the Irish Open in Ballyliffin in 2018 was one of those times when we just got an ideal opportunity to showcase the county, to showcase what a peripheral part in our county can do. I think it has left a lasting impression on the world sporting arena around what capacity there is in rural Ireland, and for our case, and particularly in rural Donegal.
Gardaí have reissued an appeal for information after a number of people were taken to hospital following a crash in Burnfoot on Friday last. Both vehicles are believed to have been travelling from Buncrana in the direction of Derry at the time of the collision at around 20 to 5 in the evening at Maharabeg. Garda Sean Sweeney is urging anyone with information to come forward.
Well, the occupants of both vehicles were taken to hospital, mostly with minor injuries. Only the driver of one of the vehicles sustained a serious but non-life-threatening injury. So our appeal is to anyone who's on that stretch of road at that time, who may have witnessed the collision, to come forward, or who may have had a dash cam. We'd also like to hear from them. If you contact Buncrana on 932-0540.
Transport ministers North and South are being urged to give the go-ahead for a feasibility study on a rail link to the North West. It's hoped that route options will be developed and a preferred route selected as part of the study. There have been ongoing calls for the rail network to be extended from Derry into places like Letterkenny, Strabane and beyond. Donegal County Council has committed to write to both ministers on the issue after it was raised by Councillors Gary Doherty and Jack Murray. Councillor Murray says Donegal should be a top priority for the new Transport Minister.
I know the Minister has been less than enthusiastic in terms of roads infrastructure, but Donegal in the North West has been left behind for generations in terms of investment, and it's only right that we get our fair share and we are addressed first when any investment is given out on a national basis.
Meanwhile, Councillor Doherty believes it's a no-brainer.
The development of a rail line connecting Donegal and Derry to the Dublin and Belfast lines could have a real transformative effect on the county. And look, I think it would instantly provide an extra layer of connectivity to make us more attractive to inward investment. We know we've got a skilled and educated workforce here in Donegal, but even for tourism, and when we look at the green economy and developing the transport and infrastructure links, which are reducing the carbon footprint, I think developing rail into the northwest ticks all the boxes.
A woman has sustained injuries after an intruder struck her with a stick through a window at her home in Letterkenny. Gardaí are continuing to investigate the incident at Glenwood Park shortly before 5 o'clock on Thursday morning. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The resident of the house was in bed when she initially heard knocking on her front door, then it started at the bedroom window at the rear of the house. The woman looked out and observed a man in his early 20s with short dark hair, wearing dark tracksuit bottoms and a navy and blue two-tone jacket. The man in question was calling the lady by her first name, and when she opened the window, the man struck her on the arm with the stick, causing a slight injury. She closed the window and the man left the area. She didn't know the man involved. CCTV has been viewed and it's been established that the man in question question initially climbed the front wall of the property. Anyone with information or dashcam footage is being asked to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny.
Serious safety concerns have been raised once again over a lack of parking at Lurgiebrank National School in Letterkenny. It has led to calls on the TII to provide a temporary step down for parents at the school as a short-term measure. While some parents have been parking contrary to the school drop-off plan, it's thought that these issues would be addressed. 56 N13 Letterkenny to Manor Cunningham Donegal 10T Priority Route Improvement Scheme. But Cahirlock of the Letterkenny Municipal District, Councillor Donal Coyle, believes that work could be carried out separate from the project.
There are proposals there as part of the 10T project that a road would be put at the back of the school coming out at the roundabout further up the road. It was always my idea that that should have been done anyway and still could be done. Like, you know, I didn't have to take a 10T project to solve that problem. That should have been done years ago. But as it is now, there's that grassy area there, and if that was done, it would alleviate the problem.
The Justice Minister says there's a serious threat of an increase in paramilitary activity in the north due to Brexit. Helen McEntee made her concerns known to the region's Justice Minister Naomi Long during a phone call today. Minister McEntee says she's concerned there'll be no UK-EU agreement in place when the Brexit transition period ends in December. She says it's vital there's a comprehensive deal to tackle the threat of violence in the north. Well, the chief executive of Derry Chamber of Commerce is calling for more clarity on what needs to be done to prepare local businesses for the implementation of Brexit on January the 1st next. A recent study carried out for the Chamber showed 70% of businesses don't believe they are prepared for Brexit, with a lack of clarity about trading relationships with both the Republic and Great Britain cited as a major problem. Chamber CEO Paul Clancy says it's vital that clarity is provided as soon as possible.
Businesses are just beginning to get, you know, off their knees now. COVID-19 completely absorbed their energies. They're financially drained. And now that Brexit is looming, it's only 5.5 months away, they're absolutely in the dark at the minute. Leadership from our government hasn't been what it should be. 72% felt that the voice of business has been ignored in negotiations. 25% felt they've lost business already to Brexit. It's affecting businesses today as we speak. As a chamber, what we're trying to do, Don, is just get clarity really on what the business arrangements will be for Northern Ireland businesses come January 1st, 2021.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, where you'll find all the leading brands and running footwear from top names like Brooks, Asics and New Balance, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's almost 5:15 and time now for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games, and County Tyrone club Eglish have suspended all activity after a senior player tested positive for COVID-19. The club say they have stopped all activity across all age groups. Just last Sunday, Eglish lost their opening league game to Ahaloo, and it's understood the Eglish squad will now be tested. They are the first club in Tyrone to suspend activity, while neighbours Derry currently have up to 10 clubs without activity due to a cluster in the Limavady area. Meanwhile, Donegal club Niamh Colum Kill have removed the temporary suspension on club activity. The club resumes with business as usual from today, but they say the situation will be kept under continued review going forward. If anyone is displaying any symptoms of COVID-19, they're asked to please stay at home and follow HSE guidelines. The transfer of Michael Lynch from Niamh Colum Kill to Gweedore has hit a major stumbling block. Lynch, who is the number two county senior keeper, has been hit with a proposed 12-week ban, while the Gweedore chairman and secretary are also hit with proposed 12-week suspensions. Lynch seen his transfer go through to the Mahragallan side last week, but it seems the player nor the club waited the required days to complete that process and an appeal was lodged. Lynch played outfield for Gweedore in the one over Clohanilly last Friday in the regional leagues. Gweedore are expected to appeal all three proposed bans. Well, crowds have lined the streets of Jack Charlton's hometown in Northumberland as the funeral was held today for the World Cup winner and former Republic of Ireland manager. He died at the age of 85 earlier this month. The cortege left his home near Newcastle before passing through Ashington, where he and his brothers spent their early years. Manager of the local football club, Ian Skinner, says Charlton never forgot where he came from.
He was a man who loved coming home to Ashington, and he loved nothing better than walking the streets of Ashington. And I dare bet if you did a straw poll of all these people, they'll have all met him at some point, they'll have had a conversation with him, because that's the sort of person he was. He loved his roots.
In the Premier League tonight, Watford and Aston Villa have huge games. The Hornets welcome second-place Manchester City to Vicarage Road for a 6 o'clock start, with Aston Villa to play Arsenal at Villa Park at 8:15. With two games to go, fourth from bottom Watford have 34 points to third from bottom Aston Villa's on 31. Watford's goal difference is better by 4. Merseyside police are urging Liverpool fans to stay away from Anfield when they lift the Premier League trophy tomorrow night. The force says it will take action to ensure people stick to social distancing rules. Club captain Jordan Henderson will get his hands on the silverware following their match with Chelsea. Manager Jurgen Klopp can't wait.
It's a little bit like Christmas. If you know already before that you get a specific present, before you have it, there's still some excitement. We are very excited. We are very excited about that.
At Tottenham Hotspur, Eric Dier has signed a new deal with the club until 2024. The defensive midfielder has returned to form under manager Jose Mourinho. All 10 League of Ireland Premier Division clubs, including Derry City and Finn Harps, have written to the FAI, asking them to submit a proposal to UEFA for the concept of an All-Ireland League. If UEFA support the move, then the viability of the plan could be further explored back here. But the Irish Football Association so far have resisted the idea. Finally, the Donegal County Athletic Championships have been confirmed for the August Bank holiday weekend. Following a meeting of the Donegal Athletics County Board on Monday, the championships were 1st of August at the Finn Valley Centre in Stranorda and Sunday the 2nd of August at the Aura Centre in Letterkenny. Under the current guidelines and due to the large number of entries, spectators will not be allowed to attend, as the 200 maximum will be for athletes only. The competition timetable and entry list will be published in the coming days. That's it from the sports desk for today. Michaela, we'll have more for you tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Oisín. And we're turning to some news. Gardaí are appealing for information following a number of criminal damage incidents in recent days. A window at a house in Letterkenny was smashed, when in a separate incident, a house in Ballybuffet was vandalised with graffiti. Catherine Gaffney has more.
Gardaí are seeking witnesses to a criminal damage incident which happened at a house in Fairgreen Hill in Letterkenny in the early hours of Thursday morning last at around 20 to 2. A window at the front of the house was smashed. Three youths were observed running from the house in question following the incident. They didn't run towards the exit of the estate, they ran further into the estate. Meanwhile, Gardaí are also appealing for information in relation to an incident that happened at Glenpatrick Park in Ballybuffet at some stage between the 12th and the 14th of July. The rear of a wall to a property was sprayed with graffiti in the park. Gardaí are appealing to anyone with information in relation to either of these incidents to contact them at Letterkenny on 074 9167 100.
A Donegal County Councillor and hotelier says there needs to be a radical change in how the government is helping the tourism industry through the crisis. Councillor Micheál Naughton is warning many businesses in Donegal won't survive the winter unless the VAT and commercial rates are tackled, while more funding packages are also needed to keep them afloat. Over 7,500 jobs in Donegal depend on the tourism industry. Councillor Naughton says businesses which are currently open will not make money in July and August, and there needs to be more forward thinking.
Basically what I'm looking for basically here, and we welcome the wage subsidy scheme, but unfortunately the wage subsidy scheme only covers for staff that we have on our books in January and February. At the moment, if I take on new staff, I don't get a wage subsidy that, and if we got that at the moment, we could take on another 10 to 20 staff. That also basically in Northern Ireland the VAT rate has come down to 5%. Here in Donegal we need to match that or come lower, but basically cause we need to be in a level playing field. Also the commercial rates, I mean, and as a welcome basically the extension basically, but we also need to get that extended out to the end of the year also.
Businesses in Donegal are being urged once again to apply for the Restart Grant. To date, 1,600 businesses in the county have availed of this scheme, with over €3.4 million paid out by Donegal County Council. The Restart Grant offers direct grant aid to small businesses to help towards costs associated with reopening, remaining open or re-employing workers as a result of COVID-19. Applicants must be commercially rateable businesses with an annual turnover of less than €5 million, have 50 or less employees and have suffered a projected 25% loss of business between April and June. The closing date for applications is August the 31st. Work at the former Army Barracks in Lifford is said to be progressing well and it's expected council staff will be housed there shortly. Another building on the site has been leased to the Office of Public Works and planning permission has been granted for significant works to the building, which it's expected will help regenerate the complex further. Donegal County Council has also confirmed that options are being explored for the use of the building commonly known as the Prior School. Local councillor Jerry Crawford says now more than ever, the complex will be an essential asset to the council.
It's very encouraging and it is very positive, the news that we've received, that the councillor's plans are well underway to move some of the council staff into that location. Also that works are ongoing and apparently that they're very satisfactory works. It's nice to know that what was a very vibrant part of the community in Lifford will once again be vibrant and be a benefit to the town.
And it's something that you've called on for quite some time, to get people and different things housed in the Army Barracks before it kind of maybe even became too derish.
Well, that's the impression that it gave was the impression of a very derelict area, but in fact it was a very essential amenity and something that'll be of immense value now to the council under the COVID problem, the staffing location problems that are presented with COVID. I think that the council themselves will find that this is an immense asset, and also the fact that the OPW have planning permission to do extensive works there. It just brings life back to what really was a very disappointing looking building when you pass with the gates locked and in a derelict looking state, and to see it as today when you drive past, and even though there's not staffed yet and nobody in it, it's certainly sending out a more positive message.
And finally, students will receive their calculated grades for the Leaving Certificate directly through their portals. It's been announced today the results will be issued online at 9 a.m. on the 7th of September. They will also be sent to schools where students can collect them at a scheduled time if they wish to do so. Anyone who wants to appeal a calculated grade will be able to do so from September the 14th. Weather now, a mixed day with outbreaks of rain at times, with some dry periods also. Highest temperatures of 14 to 15 degrees and light to moderate southwest breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, there's fresh doubt over whether there will be a travel green list after an intervention by the Taoiseach. Leerad Kerr has questioned whether there should be a list if the government is still going to advise people not to travel. A County Tyrone GAA club has suspended all playing activity after a senior player tested positive for COVID-19. Eglish say they have stopped all activity across all age groups. Seamus Neely's tenure as chief executive of Donegal County Council will come to an end on Monday. He has been commended for steering Donegal through the recession and played a central role in bringing the Irish Open to Ballyliffin. And Transport Ministers North and South are being urged to give the go-ahead for a feasibility study on a rail link to the North West. It's hoped that route options will be developed and a preferred route selected as part of the study. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, July the 21st. The death has taken place of John Doherty, Lower Cavan, Killigordon and formerly of Carrickmahon, Clohan. Due to government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are private. Funeral mass at 11 o'clock on Thursday morning can be viewed online at glenfinparish.com. The death has taken place of Albert Abbey Barclay, Kiltoll Convoy. Wake, funeral and burial are private. Donations in lieu of flowers to Convoy Presbyterian Church and short stay medical ward, care of Gibson funeral directors or any family member. The death has taken place of Tommy Cuali Mulladoff. Due to government restrictions, wake and funeral are private. The death has taken place of Margaret Campbell, née Gurn, late of Glenroad, Strabane and formerly of Oma. In accordance with current restrictions, the funeral will be private. The funeral mass tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock can be viewed live via the parish webcam churchservices.tv/Lickpatrick. And the death has taken place of Edward McBride, Derry Hassan Downings. Due to government restrictions, wake and funeral are private. Funeral tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock can be viewed on Meva Parish Facebook page.